Title: Adam F. Reverb Swell, Slice and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 with TJ Friendly Structure. Intro: Hi, welcome. In this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building an Adam F. style reverb swell and turning it into a playable, DJ-friendly tool. You'll learn how to make a long wet reverb tail from a short stab or vocal hit, resample that tail, slice it into pads, and arrange loopable intro slash outro sections plus one-shot drops. Everything uses live stock devices so you can follow along with what you already have. Lesson overview: what we'll end up with: a long, musical reverb tail created from a stab or short vocal, a cleaned and tempo-matched resampled file, a drum rack built from sliced reverb slices. Each pad is a simpler, a session slash arrangement layout with loopable 8 and 16 bar DJ friendly sections, plus a full one-shot swell for transitions. Preparation and tempo: before we start, have a short stab or vocal hit ready. If you're working in drum and bass, set your project tempo between 170 and 174 BPM. That's a common range for this style. A. Prepare the source and reverb send 1. Create a new audio track and drop in your stab or vocal. Name the track stab. 2. Create a return track. If you need it, press CMD slash control plus alt plus T and load Ableton's reverb on that return. 3. Use the starter reverb settings, size around 100 to 150, decay very long, 10 to 20 seconds, high diffusion, low cut around 200 Hz to remove mud, and high cut around 8 to 10 kHz to tame the top. Set the reverb dry slash wet to 100% if you plan to resample only the wet return that gives the cleanest capture. 4. Send the stab track to the reverb return with the send knob, somewhere in the region of 0 to 12 dB, so one hit will create a long tail. B. Capture a long reverb tail, resample 5. Create a new audio track and call it reverb resample. Set its input to resampling, or choose the return as the input if you prefer that method. 6. Arm the resample track and go into arrangement view. Trigger a single stab on the stab track and record. Capture the full decay. Record at least 6 seconds. 12 to 20 seconds is safer. Stop recording after the tail finishes. 7. Trim the recorded clip. Zoom in. Find the start point either just after the hit if you want only tail, or at the hit if you want the transient. Crop and consolidate with CMD slash control plus J to create a clean audio file. C. Warp and clean the tail 8. Double click the reverb clip and enable warp. For long, complex tails, choose complex or complex pro warp mode for the most natural result. 9. Place a single warp marker at the start and make sure the clip sits correctly to project tempo. This helps when you want to loop or slice the file rhythmically. 10. Add an EQ8 to high pass around 120 to 200 Hz to remove low rumble and tame any harsh peaks. Add utility to control stereo width. Narrow for background, wider for more atmosphere. Optionally, use saturator very lightly for character. D. Create the swell one shot and the sliced loop 11. Duplicate the consolidated clip and name one copy swell one shot. This is your long wet tail you can drag into arrangement for transitions. 12. Duplicate again to make a version you'll slice. Make sure the start is aligned to bar and that warp is on and snap to the grid. 13. Decide on slice length for DJ friendly looping. Common choices are 1/4 or 1/8 bars, or 8 slices per bar for musical flexibility. 14. Right-click the copy and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, pick a slicing preset that matches your plan. Use 1/8 or 1/16 for rhythmic control, or warp markers for more free slicing. Output should be drum rack. Live will build a drum rack populated with samplers for each slice. Rename this track Reverb Slices. E. Edit slices in drum rack 15. Open the drum rack and click through each pad. Simpler. Useful edits: shorten start and length to tighten hits. Enable release in each simpler so slices ring naturally. Reverse selected slices to create inward swells. Transpose pads by a few semitones for variation. 16. Add an auto filter to the drum rack chain or route slices to a return with a filter for per slice filtering. Place an EQ8 on the drum rack group to clean up the combined sound, and a glue compressor very lightly to glue the pads. F. Program patterns and DJ-friendly variations. 17. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip in arrangement or session for the drum rack. Program a main pulse. For example, trigger slice 1 on beats 1 and 3, and place a reversed slice just before a downbeat as a pre-hit to create that classic swell onto a hit. 18. Use velocity variations to change tail length and dynamics. 19. Build loopable variations an 8-bar intro loop with auto filter cutoff automation from low to high, a 16-bar outro loop, where you roll off low frequencies and reduce width for easier mixing. Keep a 16 or 32-bar arrangement with a long one-shot swell at the end for drops and transitions. G. Make it DJ-friendly and export 20. Label clips clearly with function and length, for example swell, intro loop 8B LPDEF or swell, one-shot 16B. 21. To export ready-to-use clips, consolidate your loop region and go to File Export Audio / Video. Set start and length to the loop length and render as a 24-bit WAV. Export both the full tail and final loop stems separately. 22. Save your drum rack as a preset. Right-click the drum rack and save preset, so you can recall your ADAMF Reverb Swell kit anytime. Common mistakes to avoid: don't capture the tail too short. Record longer than you think. If you want a pure wet tail, put the reverb return dry / wet at 100% before resampling. Leaving dry in the return bleeds transient into the resample. Don't use Beats Warp mode on a long harmonic tail. Use Complex or Complex Pro to avoid artifacts. Don't slice without cutting low end first. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz before slicing to prevent mud. Avoid exporting loops without fades or proper zero crossings. Tiny fades prevent clicks. Pro tips: reverse only some slices for a convincing pre-drop effect. Create an additional return with auto filter or echo to route slices for filtered or delayed variations. Save both warped, tempo-locked loops for live looping and an unwarped free tail for natural one-shots. Use utility width to control how prominent slices sit in a mix. Create session scenes for quick access. Intro loop, outro loop, one-shot. Mini practice exercise your goal. Make a 1-bar sliced loop with a reversed pre-hit and an 8-bar intro loop. 1. Use any short stab at 174 BPM. Send it to a reverb return with decay equals 12 seconds and dry / wet equals 100%. 2. Resample one stab and record at least 12 seconds. Trim and warp using Complex Pro. 3. Duplicate, set slicing to 1/8, and slice to new MIDI track. 4. In the drum rack, reverse slice 1, shorten slices to 4, and transpose slice 5 up plus 5 semitones. 5. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Play the reversed slice on beat 4 as a pre-hit, and trigger slice 1 on the downbeat. Loop it. 6. Copy that pattern to an 8-bar scene and automate auto-filter cutoff from 200 Hz to 8K Hz. Save as practice swell set. Recap and final thought: you've just learned how to create an ADAMF reverb swell in Ableton Live 12. Send a stab to a long reverb return, resample the tail, warp and EQ it, slice to a drum rack of samplers, edit and reverse slices, program loopable patterns, and export DJ-ready loops and one-shots. Keep things organized, save presets, and practice the mini exercise to build a swell library for your D&B sets. Think of the swell as a modular asset: one-shots for drama, loops for texture, and a save drum rack for instant performance. That's it. Go make some big swells and practice mixing them into your sets.